在他的人生过程中，他的父亲呢是一个牧师。哇，牧师的孩子怎么会这样啊？所以当他生出来，整个教会也不解了，不能了解哈。他自己慢慢长大，也好几次他想自杀，只是他最后没有成功。后来他自己这个悲惨的人生经历了耶稣的拯救，牧师的儿子自己也要拯救的，不是二牧师的儿子一定信耶稣，所以他经历了耶稣的救恩，他的人生完全改变。他告诉人说，没有四肢就是没有限制，人生不设限，他写的书啊，永不放弃。他周游列国，在许许多多的国家去传讲这个人生改变的讯息。下面我请大家看一段有一个电视公司访问他的录影，好不好？你可以看到他是怎么个生活法哈。很抱歉是用英语对话，不过有中文字幕哈哈。那么下面我们就看一看这一段哈。让我们明白一下，原来神的恩典这样子的奇妙。
What makes someone extraordinary? Their abilities? Their talent? Or simply, their smile? When I first met Nick Vujicic, I knew I had just encountered someone extraordinary. From the moment he began to share his amazing story with me, I witnessed firsthand how God is using a man with no arms and no legs to be God's hands and his feet.
My dad was saying that he was, you know, his head was next to my mom's head as I was being born, and he saw my shoulder, and he just went pale. He was hoping my mom didn't see me because he saw that I had no right arm. And my dad had to leave the room, and he couldn't believe what he saw. And the doctor came in, and my dad said, my son, he has no right arm. And he says, no, your son has no arms or legs. And he said he nearly fell on the floor. He couldn't believe it. And the whole church was mourning, you know, like, why would God let the pastor son be born that way? And my mom, at first, she didn't want to hold me. She didn't want to, you know, breastfeed me and all that. She just felt very uncomfortable for the first 4 months. And it took them quite a while before they could trust in God that he didn't make a mistake, that he didn't forget them or me.
Nick's parents gave their fear and even disappointment in their son's disability over to the Lord. They chose to trust God and his promise that he had a plan and purpose, a hope and a future for their son. But as the years passed, Nick, on the other hand, had many challenges trusting in a God that he felt gave him less.
I challenged God. I said, God, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that I won't probably have peace until you're in my heart, but I will not let you in my heart until you answer me, why? Why did you take my arms and legs? Why didn't you give me what everybody else has? And I said, God, until you answer me that question, I will not serve you. So I wanted to end it. If God wasn't going to end my pain, I was going to end it myself. So at age 8, I tried to drown myself in a bathtub of 4 inches of water. I told my mom and dad, I'm just going to relax in the bathtub. Can you put me in the bathtub? And I turned over a couple times to see if I could do it. I couldn't do it. The thought that stopped me from going through with it was the love for my parents. Because I love them so much, and all they did was love me. And I thought to myself, if I actually went through with this, I pictured my funeral, I pictured my parents, and also was guilt on their shoulders that they couldn't have done more.
That would be the last time Nick would attempt suicide, but it wouldn't be the last time he would come face to face with those deep issues that made him want to end the pain. Then one day, Nick's mother had him read an article about a severely disabled man. And that man's story made a huge impact on Nick.
I have a choice to either be angry at God for what I don't have or be thankful for what I do have. And my mom, she said, Nick, God's going to use you. I don't know how, I don't know when, but God's going to use you. And those seeds started penetrating in my heart. And that's when I started seeing that there is no point in being complete on the outside when you're broken on the inside. And I found out that God can heal you without changing a circumstance. I gave my life to Jesus Christ when I read John 9 at age 15, where a man was coming through a village, and a man, this blind man from birth, Jesus saw him. People said, why was this man born that way? Jesus said, it was done so that the works of God may be revealed through him. And in 2 Timothy 3, verse 16, it says, all scripture is God-breathed. And I believe God breathed in me life and faith. This faith came over me. This peace came over me. And I felt like God answered my question.
And what was the question and what was the answer?
The question was, why? Why did you make me this way? And the answer was, do you trust me? That's the question. And when you say yes to that question, nothing else matters.
But what was it specifically for you that made you say, Lord, I'm going to trust your word because I know it's true. I'm going to trust you even if I don't know what you have in store for me tomorrow.
Right. Because there was nothing else I could find. There was nothing else that could give me peace. I knew arms and legs wouldn't give me peace anyway, arms and legs alone. I needed to know the truth of who I am, why I'm here, and where I'm going where I'm not here. And I haven't found that truth anywhere else but in Jesus Christ.
And it was in Jesus Christ where Nick found the strength to do what many thought would be the impossible.
It's so hard to be strong when people constantly say, you're not good enough, you know, go away, you know, we don't want anything to do with you. Nick, you're a nobody. Nick, you can't do this. Nick, you can't do that. Nick. In life, if you don't know the truth, then you can't be free. Because then you'll believe that the lies are the truth. But once we realize that when we read the Word of God and you know the truth of who you are, I am not a man without arms and legs. I am a child of God. I am forgiven of my sins. I'm an ambassador of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I'm nothing but a servant of the Most High God. This is not about Nick. It's not about Nick's capacity and capability to become this conqueror. I am nothing. I'm nothing. God, though, lives in me, and I now live in His strength. And whatever Jesus conquered, I conquer. I believe if God doesn't give you a miracle, you are a miracle of God for somebody else's salvation. And I thank God that He didn't answer my prayer when I was begging Him for arms and legs at age 8. Because guess what? Because I have no arms and no legs, He's using me all around the world. And we've seen so far, approximately, this is conservative, 200,000 souls come to Jesus Christ for the very first time in the last 6-7 years. And what would you rather? Would you rather have arms and legs, Nick, here on earth and no arms? No. Whatever His will is. Because I'd rather have no arms and no legs temporarily here on earth to be able to reach someone else for Jesus Christ and then spend eternity with them there.
In the last decade, Nick has shared his story in 24 countries to over 3 million people. And whether he's talking to a stadium packed with people or one single person, his heart behind the message is the same.
God loves you. That He hasn't forgotten your pain. He hasn't forgotten your family. And maybe while you're watching this interview, you've compared your suffering to my suffering. And that's not where hope is, to know that someone else, in your opinion, is suffering more than you. That's not where hope is. But hope is in the name of God, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hope is when you compare your suffering to the infinite, immeasurable love and grace of God. Isaiah 40, verse 31, says, those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength, they shall mount up on wings as eagles. I didn't need my circumstance to change. I don't need arms and legs. I need the wings of the Holy Spirit. And I'm flying because I know Jesus is holding me up. Don't give up on God, because God will not give up on you.
我不知道你看了有什么样的感受。我每次看完关于他的一些采访，我就感受到，是的，
人生可能有苦难，但是启示录这段经文给我们看见，人生的苦难在耶稣基督的恩典里面可以胜过。这是他个人的苦难，是吗？神让他胜过。我不知道你晓不晓得下面这张图，那就是他结婚了，2012年他结婚了，生了孩子了，这是他们的全家福。一个从人看完全不能有未来的人，在耶稣基督里面完全的改变，这个叫做从大悲哀变成大喜乐。耶稣基督的救恩成为唱歌的原因，耶稣基督的救恩不只是给他个人或者他的家庭，这段经文还给我们看见国家，是不是啊？因为圣经说叫他们成为国民。那么什么国民呢？哦，这个国民不是你拿什么国籍的意思了哈，这个国民是哥罗西书说他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里，我们搬家了。这个搬家不需要坐飞机啊，这个搬家是一个心灵的搬家，是不是啊？在一个心灵的搬家，有什么呢？黑暗的权势，原来我们是被一个黑暗的政府控制，不是人间的政府，是心灵中我们有一些罪的捆绑，不完全的势力啊。现在呢，我们搬家了，搬到耶稣基督爱子的国里去，于是所有跟从耶稣的人，相信耶稣的人就成为一个国家。这个国家不是地上的国家，这个国家是一个永恒的国家。于是国应该有庆了哈，这个国庆是什么庆呢？跟从耶稣基督的人，我们应该去经历这种全体的庆典。今天早上众弟兄姐妹来自四面八方，我们一起来庆祝，是不是啊？我们的敬拜就是一个庆典，每一次庆祝耶稣基督，每一次庆贺主的得胜，我们也靠他得胜。不止这样，我们的题目是家庆、国庆，还有什么普天同庆，真是宇宙性的重赞。为什么呢？假如你继续看第五章的经文，后面就讲到当颂赞耶稣的救恩之后，后面就一再的触发，不断的颂赞。11到13章触发了什么呢？众天使的颂赞。之后13、14节更颂赞了什么呢？触发了，一起读这段好吗？我又听见在天上、地上、地底下、沧海里和天地间一切所有被造之物都说，但愿颂赞、尊贵、荣耀、权势都归给坐宝座的和羔羊，直到永永远远。一切被造之物都来颂赞，因为羔羊救恩带来了不只是人的救恩。在罗马书说，我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦，直到如今。一切受造之物，神所造的一切不止人，都在叹息劳苦，他们也在一个不完全的境界中等待着拯救。而当耶稣基督救恩完全，当有一天新天新地降临，一切受造之物一同颂赞。所以我们说家庆、国庆、普天庆。那我们知道了这个真理又有什么意思呢？我们应该反省了那么知道了跟我有什么关系？第一，家庆嘛，跟我个人很有关系的，跟我的家庭很有关系的，是不是啊？多少人因着这个救恩进入家庭，许多家庭的难处。以前我在我的家乡牧会，有一对夫妇离婚了，后来呢，先后太太跟先生先后信主了，慢慢改变了，后来他们两个人又分别结婚了，是跟原来的先生和太太重新复合。这个家庭直到今天一直的美满，本来是分离，现在重新复合，有这样太多的见证了，是不是啊？太多人误入歧途，人生走到绝境，但是在耶稣基督的恩典中改变了。多少人对下一代绝望了，但是因着主的救恩进入家庭改变了。所以我们有家庆、
聚在一起的众弟兄姐妹，我们有国庆，耶稣基督爱子的国度应该庆贺。我们更等候有一天普天同庆，一切被造之物都要来到主面前来庆贺。所以若是你今天你也有一些人间的苦难，不要绝望啊！假如没有四肢的 Lick 他都不用绝望，在基督里面找到盼望的话，今天我们仍然在耶稣基督里面找到盼望。重点是耶稣基督这个盼望跟你和我的生活有没有拉上关系，是不是啊？好，假如拉上关系，我们的人生可以改变的。愿主今天的在国庆日之后再一次提醒我们，有一个更大的庆典等着我们去领会接受。在座有许多弟兄姐妹或者来探亲的家人哈，哇，真是太好了，我们一家团圆实在是美好的事哈。让我们在这个团圆中更经历有一个更大的团圆，这个团圆不只是我们家人，更是主的国民，有一天一切被造之物在主里面团圆。不过关键是让我们接受这个救恩，于是我们经历这个大团圆。求主今天早上向你说话。教会有不同的主日学课程，其中有一个主日学是探讨基督真理的，叫做慕道班，每天每个礼拜天早上9:30在我们楼下的图书馆啊，每一个礼拜都有的。欢迎你，若是要寻找这个真理，欢迎你一起来探讨，有一天你也明白，有一天一同来经历这个使没有四肢的 Lick 人生改变，使很多家庭重新得力的这么宝贵的信仰。我们一起祷告。谢谢主的恩典，人的话语有限，但是圣经的话却带来大能，带来改变，带来盼望。我们看见一个活生生的见证，但是不是这个人引起我们的关注，而是在这个人，这个 Lick， 这个没有四肢的 Lick 身上，我们看见在他背后原来有一位这样的慈爱的主引领保守，使我们继续奔跑。愿恩典的主宰你亲自向我们每一位说话，使我们可以经历到在主里面原来这样奇妙的恩典可以临到我们，可以使我们去经历，可以使我们去体会，于是我们自己也能够在恩典中有份，也把恩典传给更多人。谢谢主的恩典继续向我们说话，继续带领我们的敬拜，祷告奉耶稣的名，阿门。